Everyone, this is the Rahul Bajaja featuring DJ Corrupt. DJ Corrupt, how are you doing today?
Great, great. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good. My day's been going well, but yeah, I'd love to start off with the intro song, and then we can dive into the Q&A.
Okay. What's up, y'all? It's DJ Corrupt, and you're checking us out right now live on the Rahul Bajaj Show. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, no, appreciate you coming on today, DJ Corrupt. It's a pleasure to finally meet you virtually through Zoom. I know we have met a few times through Zoom, but it's a pleasure having you on on my show. And to start out with a few questions, actually, I had. Why did you want to get to work as a DJ? What made you what inspired you to become a DJ, basically? Yeah.
What inspired me to become a DJ was the music itself and being able to have music in my possession and being able to be creative with it, just being able to arrange music and songs and then people would love the mixes and you can tell that they love it because they're rocking in the party, they're moving, they're happy, everyone's dancing, and it's like the DJ has the control, and that was very intriguing that I was able to make people happy, by commanding them to dance this way or dance that way, whether it's like I'm playing a fast up-tempo song, then I want to slow them down, and I can like literally control their mood because when something breaks out, like a violent fight or whatever, remember, I'm the DJ, I'm controlling the people, so I can control and settle them down. That, hey, nah, that's not what we're doing in here. I want to play this song, and you're gonna control yourself, okay? So
Yeah.
yeah, it's like the power of creativity, man, in within music. It was amazing.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. And what skills do you think DJs need to be successful with, like, in up and coming ones?
You need to be able to communicate with the audience. That's important. You have to communicate with the audience and you have to keep them happy.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, makes sense. And how do you stay up to date with the latest music trends?
It is so tough with the music trends. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm just looking out the window. I'm looking online. I have young people around. And I'm watching their mood and what they're listening to. And I'm always growing and learning new music, always.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. And what techniques do you use to engage your listeners slash fans?
I engage with still the mix CDs, the mixes, the radio, podcasting, live interviews, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, just engaging in through social media, online presence is really great,
Yeah.
and we're always growing. I'm always growing.
Nice. Yeah, that's wonderful. And what would you say is the most rewarding part of being a DJ?
The most rewarding part, like I said, is to make somebody else happy, because honestly, that's what I started it for. I wasn't aware of a DJ being able to make money or getting paid, and I wasn't really aware of all of that. That's not why I started. I started because I loved what I saw and what I heard and what I figured, what I realized that I was able to do. I was able to play some music and keep all of my friends happy, because there was a big, like those large gatherings and nightclubs and parties or whatever events. What are they going there for? They're going there to make themselves happy, to celebrate. That's the reason. They're not going there and say, I'm going to go to this club so that I can go and start a fight. That's not what's going to happen. They're going to relax or not relax, but release. Like somebody works 5, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. On the weekends, they want to go and turn up. You know, they want to release, like, let the stress out. They want to, you know, be happy. Like, think about when they say happy hour. Oh. Yeah. What is happy hour all about?
Like,
it's an hour that you take off from work or after work. The after work hours to be happy.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, like, sometimes people like drink and all, like have drinks or they just take it easy, I guess. Yeah, after a long work day.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's great. And where do you see yourself in the next, like, say, 5 to 10 years?
I feel a heavy production run, because that's what's on right now. Music production, and I see it going into TV production. Music and sound in TV production.
Nice. And nice. Yeah, that's awesome. And in terms of your collaborations you worked on since like in the past and now present and now going to the future, which ones have been the best experience, or which ones are you looking forward to the most?
The past experience are in the past, so I'm definitely looking forward to more new future collaborations, like now in the future. I'm definitely, and what it really does is it challenges my creativity. It allows me to listen more and create more, and you know, just changing up the sound and a little bit. So, you know, it's the biggest thing for me, man. I'm gonna say this now, bro. Like, the biggest thing for me is being able to create. Right. That's the big. I'm always creating. Whether it's a thought. Now I got a thought. Now how am I going to produce this thought? You got to get creative.
That's true.
Yeah, creativity, man.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. And for the people out there, for the listeners, what is, I guess, something that you would tell them about, you know, like in terms of what's been happening during COVID and how you've been able to work around that, or like how's it been for you, like the experience while during this pandemic?
Yeah, so what the pandemic did for me is like it sat me down. I was already sitting down, but I was in and out. I had a few nights a week in nightclub venues, but the COVID just shut everything down, and everyone had to stay at home. So, you know, then again, you know, what are you going to do? You going to sit home, not do anything? No, you have to figure it out. You got to figure something out. What can you do? And just do it. So I know a lot of people created new businesses. It's like a gift and a curse, and I'm sure a lot of people can agree with that and say that, because yeah, we did lose a lot of lives, man. So COVID really came and disrupted the world. And on the other side of that, you know, rest in peace to everybody that, you know, rest in peace, man, to everybody that suffered from that COVID-19. Yeah, on the other side of that, people were able to, you know, create businesses and see another vision, you know, have another vision, you know, and I think it worked out like that for everybody. So congratulations to everybody that was able to create a new outlet for themselves. I think it helped a lot of people as well, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think we all found a new way of communicating with each other, and it's all been mostly virtual. So I think we've been able to connect with most of the world through like these different audio apps. And so I think that's great, you know, how it's been, how it all worked out. But yeah, it's definitely sad that we lost a lot of people. And like you said, rest in peace to those ones who lost their lives. So that's definitely a struggle. But I guess I would say my next question would be, what has been your best experience so far with within like your career or music wise or just overall your journey?
The best experience for me to date. I want to say just being the best experience for me, I would have to say showing up and being accepted. You know what I mean? I think that's the best. That is literally probably like the best experience, man, to be able to wake up, get dressed, go outside, and go to your events or whatever it is that you do, that I do, and be accepted. Like people are literally like waiting on you, on me. I think that experience, like just the thought of that, man, like they're out there waiting for me. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the best experience that I've had.
No, that's definitely a great one. Really love that. Most people would talk about, sometimes their career, but like what you said, I think is like straight on the point, like to the point, and it's like great to see how someone like you are is seeing like just being there for everyone and showing up. So I really love what you said about that. And if for the listeners, and if you could maybe play some music for us, that'd be great, and then we can go into a few more questions.
I'll play a little bit of this old school mix that I did. 80s, 80s hip hop music. This is what it is. DJ Corrupt, 80s hip hop. DJ Corrupt. He's in the
building. That's right. The world famous nigga. That's a cool beat, actually. I love the beat.
Yeah, Bismarck, rest in peace, Bismarck.
Yeah.
That's enough. Let me know when it's
Yeah,
enough.
I think. Yeah, maybe just about a minute more. Yeah, I think it'd be good.
That's good.
Yeah, I think maybe just a little bit more. Yeah, just like maybe 30 seconds more. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Biz Markie D.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's an amazing mix. I really love that. And when did you come up with that mix?
I did that mix. Wow, this must have been like, honestly, it was just like 2007.
Oh, nice.
But between 2007 and 2009, I did that. And once again, rest in peace to Biz Markie.
Right.
Yeah, great legend, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's definitely a legend. And going to like a few more questions is in terms of, I know you're mostly a DJ, but would you consider yourself also as a music producer, since you put music together? So do you have that side as well, or I know it's mostly DJing.
No, absolutely, music producer, and honestly, I feel the mixtapes, being able to, and parties, being able to collaborate songs in the nightclub and combine songs on a mixtape. I always felt like that was a form of production. Mm-hmm. I always felt that. And being able to do so many, I've done so many mixtapes. I've done a million mixtapes. I want to say I've done a million mm-hmm. mixtapes. But anyway, like that, that gave me a lot of experience and helped me train my ear on how people would accept the music and like what comes after this song. You know what I'm saying? It taught me arrangement. You know what I'm saying? Like song arrangement. This will go good after this. This sounds good after this. And I had a lot of practice on that. So I've done so many mixtapes. So that's how I feel about that.
Nice. And have you received any awards for have your work you've done over the years?
Yeah, I definitely got a lot of awards. So many different organizations, man. But of course, most memorable must have been like my first award, I believe, the Just Those Music Awards. Justo Faison is a big. I think he started out as a DJ as well, and mm-hmm. he ended up. Like formulating award shows to represent for the DJs. And it was a big, big thing. Like just those music awards mm-hmm. out of New York City was so big. It was an annual award show. I was nominated a couple times and then I finally won my award, Just Those Music. Even the nomination was good. I was good with the nomination, because once you're nominated with Just Those, that means you were recognized for doing the work, and I appreciate that. So rest in peace, Just Those Faison as well.
Right. Oh wow, yeah, nice. That's wonderful. And have you also like been a part of any of like the Grammys or any of those bigger, like the BET Awards, or is it mostly?
I've been a part of the BET Awards, not as a nominee though, just appearances. Right.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And that I'm still awaiting that day. So I'm awaiting my day for my BET Awards and my MTV Awards and my music. You know, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. I'm humbly, nice. Patiently.
Yeah, I'll definitely, if I have a chance, I mean, I don't know if the public can nominate people like you, but if we had the chance, I would love to, you know, nominate you for one of those awards, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're most welcome. And going back to, like, a little bit about, like, in terms of like, the music production, how do you approach the sensitive task of discussing changes and rearrangements with, like, different artists you've worked with?
How do I feel about the what?
Oh, sorry. Like, how do you approach the sensitive task of, like, you know, discussing changes or, like, rearrangements with, like, different artists you worked with along your journey?
Well, I think it's all about listening, man. I feel like anything can be done. You know, if I'm doing something and I'm not familiar with it, it's like practicing. You got to study what you're doing, what you're working on before you take that test. You have to go and study. So I'm going to go and listen. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to keep approaching it until we get it right. You know, and it has to get right. It can get right. It's all about listening, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And what is one thing every song must have for it to be solid?
The bass line. It must have a bass line. The bass line definitely gonna solidify your song. Weight, baseline, 808. Yeah, baseline.
Well, nice. And who's the best, like in terms of the music producers out there, have you collaborated with anyone till now, or like are you in the future, are you
I
planning to?
actually have collaborated with some music producers. One right now, the record is not actually not out yet, so I don't want to. I don't want to talk about it because it's on my new project. So I don't really want to say who the collaboration is with, but yeah, I've definitely collaborated with some music producers. Yes, sir.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And what's the first thing you listen for when like listening to a new recording? Like, if any new upcoming artists send you a recording, what's that one thing you listen to usually?
The first thing that's definitely gonna grab my ear is the quality of it. And if it's a rough draft, I can actually dig through the rough draft and get to the sound of the record, the quality, the inspiration of the song, the direction. I'm listening. I'm telling you, man, I listen for everything. Like everything is like it stands out.
Yeah, makes sense. And like over the years, like what's been the biggest budget you worked with, like in terms of like putting like say an album together, or like any type of music together? Like, I guess what would be that biggest budget you worked with?
I would say 20,000 to. So, on whose record is it? This is my record, or this is like an artist record?
Yeah, it could be like yours or like an artist you've worked with. So either or, yeah.
I feel 20,000, 100 to 20,000 to 100,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think because I think it's good to know, like for the listeners to know, like say if it's like an upcoming artist, or like someone like you, an upcoming DJ or like music producer wants to put like album together, music together, how much it would like take to get that put it out there, like say on Apple Music or Spotify. So I guess there's a cost to that, if I'm not mistaken. Like you like if is that right, or
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, 20, you can make some magic happen, man. You can make some magic happen with 20,000. Definitely make some magic happen. With all, you have to be resourceful. It's possible, it's definitely available, and it can happen.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I just had I guess like two last questions. One would be, is that like what is one piece of advice you would give to like the listeners out there, like to in order like from where you started in life and how you worked your way up, like in terms of your success story. What is one thing, one takeaway, or like one thing you would tell the listeners that they should work on, or that where they like say if they're in like a different space, or like they're in a similar space as you, music wise or entertainment, and what can they do to work their way up?
It's a good question, man. Good question. And I got to answer that with never giving up. Because as many times as you get knocked down, it's like what you want to do? You want to stay down, or you want to get up and get back on the track and to get to that goal? Because what did you set the goal for? You wanted to accomplish it. So, man, I've had so many setbacks, downfalls, denials. But I was determined in every situation. I was determined. If let me give you an example. If I had a show to do, and maybe my car is not working, or my car is in the shop, or whatever. I mean, or maybe I didn't have a car. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to I remember I took a taxi cab one night to the venue because something was wrong with my car, or my truck was I think my truck was in the shop, but I didn't use that as an excuse. I had to get to where I had to go. So I took a taxi cab, and I don't even think I don't even think that night I had got paid from that venue. You know, I had to pay to get there. And I think that, as I if I remember correctly, I think that was a free night. I DJed for free that night. So I was just determined to get out and do the work because it was my passion, you know, rocking the crowds and be, because I knew I was doing the right thing, because I knew eventually, you know, somebody's going to be in there that would probably book me for another event. And that happened a lot. Like a lot of parties that I did, you know, I did them for free. It was a promoter in there that would book me for like a college party. And I got a lot of college parties, from doing different nightclubs. So there's always an opportunity. Just remember what you're doing it for. Be determined and never take no for an answer. Just get up, get back up, and because you got to get back up, man. You got to get back up, and it's okay for somebody to say no, you know, because there's another door. If all the doors are closed, go through the window, break the window. Mm-hmm. The doors, you know, break the window, man. Go through the window.
Yeah, that's just like when you get that big break in your life. So it's like, you know, to get to that, you want to get to that level and then get to that. So like basically, you want to achieve that goal of yours. So no, that's amazing. I really love what you said. And yeah, the last question I had is, like from all the audio apps out there, like with Clubhouse, Wisdom, and the Facebook rooms and Twitter and all, which one has been the best experience for you? Or like, which one do you, I would say, use the most? Yeah.
Facebook has rooms?
Yeah, Facebook, yeah, they have rooms. Yeah, they have like audio rooms. So there's been different celebrities who have hosted on Facebook, actually, yeah. There's different rooms.
I didn't check that one out. Yeah, I didn't know Facebook had rooms, like literally like rooms. I didn't know that.
It's like kind of like Twitter, you know, like on the Twitter spaces. So it's like that. Yeah, Facebook has that as well.
Yeah, Twitter is cool. What I really thought was going to start working was PeerSpace. I thought PeerSpace was going to be something like be good, but it turned out to not be good. So thus far, I have to say Clubhouse. Clubhouse and what's the thing called? Green Room. Those are the two social audio apps I feel that works really good. Definitely Clubhouse. I think that app is so powerful. There's so many people connecting from all across the world. So that'll definitely be like number one. And then and then Green Room.
Nice, yeah, I love Clubhouse as well, and I think that's how we met, actually, and that's pretty cool, like, how we started our conversation there and moved it to a virtual, virtual platform like Zoom. So I think it's amazing how people can connect from different spaces, and I'm actually, like, I think I mentioned to you before, I'm working on a similar app, a virtual museum, so I think the future of these audio/virtual apps, I think they're going to go pretty far in. And in terms of like your thoughts on the latest trends that are happening now in business, technology, entertainment, do you see like those, where do you see, I guess, those going in the near future?
Well, yeah, there's another app too that's starting to make some noise, and now it's called Riff. That's another audio app, and it's not even just audio, it's actually video as well. It's called Riff. But that's pretty cool. It's just started. I just heard about it. I think they're fairly new, so it's pretty cool. And then you say about the technologies on the on business, did you say?
Yeah, so like the latest trends in like business, technology, and entertainment, like where do you see that headed towards, like what direction, I would say?
NFTs.
NFT, yeah.
Definitely NFTs. I'm actually working on my NFT now, and don't tell. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I'm actually working on an NFT now, so we'll see how that works out.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And would love to hear, you know, any closing thoughts you have, you know, for the listeners and out there, and just for everyone. I'd love to, you know, any closing thoughts you have here.
My closing thoughts will be, love yourself, man. You gotta love yourself. There's a lot that's happening out in the world. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, love yourself, and be happy first. The well known, the well known state quote is, how can you love somebody and you don't even love yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So love yourself first. Make sure you love yourself first. And then you'll be able to know what love feels like. And then you'll be able to give love. So love yourself first. And then show me some love. Show me some love on my social media platforms at DJ KURUPT. All social media platforms is DJ Corrupt. Or you can check out the website, djcorrupt.com. And stay tuned with what I have going on. Subscribe to my you can subscribe to my YouTube as well, but on my website there's a subscription. So make sure you subscribe, submit your email address so you can stay up to the latest DJ Corrupt news. And I appreciate you. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate you having me on the show, and this has been amazing. Great conversation, and thanks so much for hopping on today, and really thankful we got to meet through Clubhouse and bring the conversation here. So
I appreciate you too, man, because you made you said you wanted to meet on the show, and you reached out, and then you were persistent about it, and here we are. I appreciate you reaching out and being aware of the DJ Corrupt brand. So respects to you, and I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, you're most welcome. Yeah, thanks so much.